There it is. All right. All right, heavy on the decibels there. I can actually back up from my microphone a little bit. RiseWineCellarMedia.com, the black podcast with Wine Cellar Media. William J., black-ass motherfucker over here. Phoenix Kaleeder, the uppity negress over there. You may notice if you're looking at the Facebook Live that she has a separate microphone now. That you father muckers that hit up the Patreon and the PayPal, you got Phoenix Cleaver another microphone, and we're a little late on an episode because fucking sound, not soundboard, but I'll use the colloquialism, mixing board burned out, which functions as an interface between the microphones and the computer. All right, so now there is another mixing board. I don't want to turn the camera toward that, then have to reset every damn thing. Okay, Phoenix Cleaver's taking a pic tour of it. And yeah. And it's dope. It has 12 tracks. We're using two for microphones. We can use other shit, like, because we can set Phoenix Cleaver up a separate soundboard that she can run directly into that. So that would be a fair deal. Right? Right. Now, we are riffing. And we'll also be looking at, basically riffing in general, and the main riff will be on the year in review in the wine cellar. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna do it simply by looking at episode titles, because I find art in titles, right? Like when I wrote songs, I found art in titles of songs, like the title of a song I did, Ghost Walking. I think that's a very good title. Right, I like Marv Mitchell LeMay and their album Living in the Strange. I like the titles of their songs. When Brother Lynch Hung said, I'm gonna make a song called Rest in Piss, and I'm not gonna talk about piss at all. Like, that's art. There's art in titles, right? Snoop Dogg always does it. You know, he's Snoop Dogg, so he names his album Doggy Style. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg. There's a movie called The Godfather. My album's called The Dogfather. Mm-hmm. Like, Snoop Dogg is always using art in titles. All right. But before we move in on that wine cellar type shit, we always got to do the goddamn, because the goddamn got to be did. I didn't check the decibels on that first. It would be responsible to do so.
It would be.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional.
And they're very low.
Mm-hmm. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show. Murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright, and people just being total fucking arseholes.
Arseholes, really?
There's some folks who tune into the program that might say arseholes.
There's a couple.
Yeah. Hell, that may have helped fund the white wine cellar. I almost said the white cellar. God damn.
Okay, that's what we're doing?
What? The white cellar. This is a white people's program. Did you not know that?
I know most of our audience is white, but it's kind of a black show, which is weird.
Now, how did we start 2014? January 3rd, our first, not 2014, 2017. January 3rd, our first fucking episode. Dear Democrats, it's time to start earning votes.
Well,
let's just immediately just fuck off, centrists.
Yes.
right? Okay, and then like what Pizzagate, that whole mm-hmm. thing was going on,
mm-hmm.
And then Marsha Blackburn was not a part of Pizzagate,
yeah.
but there was a Marsha Blackburn story, mm-hmm. so I need to get all this shit in the title to make it clickable and searchable. Mm-hmm. So, title of the episode, Marsha Blackburn is a real piece of work.
Ah,
very fun.
Total side note, speaking of conspiracy theories, Trump has been listening to Alex Jones again.
That's good. That's good, good for him.
It's great for the culture, right?
Oh, man. What the fuck is it?
It was the... hold on. Now I gotta find the... Ray posted it. Raymond made a very nice tweet about you, too. You should check your Twitter at some point.
I had 20 notifications. I just clicked red because that was a lot for me.
20. 20 notifications, you say.
Like, yo,
I have 99 plus every time I log in.
Like, I'm not reading God. Them shits, man.
Ellen DeGeneres and other left-wing TV show hosts are part of a deep state conspiracy to overthrow Donald Trump. Where have we heard that before?
Oh, man. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Fucking why? How does that... But you know what? When a motherfucker like Jones says that, he knows he's rocking on the homophobia of his audience.
Yeah.
He fucking knows it. That's all that is she's a lesbianautical, therefore bad or something.
Something like that.
That one comes in hot.
Yeah, so that's fun times. And oh, apparently this is all based on who Twitter suggests they follow. Because Trump's family members were suggested that they should follow Ellen. And so that's their proof that the deep state conspiracy exists and Ellen's in on it.
All right. I just moved Phoenix Kalita's microphone closer to her. It's
closer to me.
And well, actually, there we go.
Right. Yes, Mr. Jam stands. Ah!
What?
I'm being attacked by a microphone. It's out to get me.
The least hip-hop thing anyone has ever said.
I'm being attacked by the mic.
What?
I dropped it too many times. It's mad.
Very good. God damn, that's quite a fucking save. That was fucking brilliant. Like, I want motherfuckers to take notes when niggas say shit like that. All right, you're not hearing shit like that all the time. All right, fucking Ellen DeGeneres does that. What the hell else was going on? We did What is Woke?
Yes.
Which I think is always a great one, man, because mm-hmm. fucking woke is just whatever the fuck you already agree with.
Basically.
All right, for everybody. No one's looking for new shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like people be in these, you know, social justice spaces and on like the Facebooks and the Twitters, and they're like, I'm learning so much. Like, no, nigga, you're just learning new vernacular for what you already agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're getting is new vernac. You ain't learning a datgum or nothing.
I think that's a really important part. What up? Like, because, well, I've noticed like with intersectionality, like, oh, you know, it's the thing. Now, Kimberly Crenshaw coined intersectionality, and that's how black women have to deal with, you know, misogynoir and sexism and racism while black, and, you know, it's important in feminism. Yeah, she coined the term, but every black woman knows that exists because they fucking dealt with it. Like, you know, now you have misogynoir, and now you have intersectionality, but did you actually learn a new concept?
Nope.
Oh.
Just the words. Nah, I'm looking and checking.
Yep.
Because the, let me see. I'm just looking at the... Because we're working with a new soundboard, so I'm going to pause the music.
Okay. You're just playing around. You having fun.
Because I'm looking and seeing how low it goes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this track in particular just seems loud, right?
Oh, shit.
What? It's never good when you say that.
The internal microphone was way the fuck down for some reason.
Oh.
All right, now I turn the internal microphone way up.
Wait, do we just want to start over?
No, because why? Well, see, now this is like your engineering class right here.
Yes.
Because I'm turning that internal microphone up, but I also have my left hand here turning the analog volume down.
Right.
As it goes up. That's why the decibels aren't changing too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, see, and now, yeah, look how your decibels and mine are hitting a little harder now because I had internal microphones up.
Nice.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Someday I'm really legitimately going to figure out how to engineer shit.
You've already done it. You've just done it at like a like entry level.
Yes.
Yeah, all 300, infantry, private pile.
Mm-hmm.
Private pile.
Okay.
You forget your fucking name? Full Metal Jacket, motherfuckers. Wow. What's another episode title? Thug is not the new word for nigger. It's not. I think the argument that I pushed on that is because nigger is just general. Yeah. You're a nigger no matter what you're doing. Yeah. All right? You a nigger, you're a nigger, you're a niggerfied nigger. Thug is more like libertarian nigger. All right, like thug is like individualistic. Thug is nigger gone rogue. This nigger done went way out of line and is doing whatever the fuck he want to do. That there's a thug.
That's
nigger on the loose.
Mm.
All right, niggers in control are black people. Okay, you out of control now. You're thugging.
Now you're thugging. Yeah.
All right, and I mean you could even look at that in like the way it was represented by guys who actually called themselves thugs, like in rap music. Because like there was a differentiation between gangsters and thugs. Gangsters have a microcosm and a hierarchy and a caste system, and they have rules and regulations within them.
Mm-hmm.
Thugs? Fuck it!
Thugs. Rogue.
Yeah.
They were going rogue before Sarah Palin.
Shit. Mm. Sarah Palin wrote a book. So don't ever tell me to just pick up a book. Don't ever tell anyone to just read a book. You better specify which book, because Sarah Palin has a book.
What the fuck was that? God, Gun, Grits, and Gravy.
Mike Huckabee.
Jesus Christ.
And for some folks may not know, Mike Huckabee hosted a program on Fox News. He was a governor of, Arkansas. He was a governor of Arkansas. And, and he wrote a book called God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. I like alliteration. I don't like Mike Huckabee.
Didn't he say, like, cinnamon could cure diabetes or cancer or some shit,
too? He didn't say it. He sold it. He actually sold cinnamon to people to cure their diabetes.
How'd that work out for them?
They're not... Did you hear him complaining? Dead people don't complain.
Dead people don't complain.
Fucking Christ.
But they can still vote.
And he was the one, niggas remember the Sandy Hook shoot 'em up where white children got shot and white adults love guns so much they didn't care.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how much they like guns. They said, white children, ooh, that hits me in the supremacy. I like my guns though, boy.
Yes.
So Sandy Hook had the shoot 'em ups and on the quick fast, immediately, Mike Hustleby, got on the television program and said, it's because they took prayer out of schools. That's okay. Mike Huckabee, that motherfucker.
Hmm.
And he runs for president as a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, like, recreationally runs for president.
That's a fucking weird-ass hobby, man. Running for president as a hobby? That's fucking weird.
Like, just knowing you're gonna lose. Like, Lindsey Graham knew he ain't have no... Rand Paul. Right? Like, Rand Paul knows he got no fucking chance.
Mm.
Shit.
I mean, technically, Trump wasn't supposed to have a chance either.
I mean, Trump... I don't know if it was Trump's idea. But also, that... Nigga, a lot of that shit is Hillary's fault. Nigga, I don't mean to sound like Chris Rock in 1996, but a lot of that... No, wait, that was 99. Chris Rock in 99, but a lot of that shit's Hillary's fault. Because the Hillary campaign, they did what they called the Pied Piper strategy, where they get with their corporate friends in the liberal media, and they say, push Donald Trump harder so that I'm really just running against him in the primary onto the general.
Mm-hmm.
So they fucking, and that's why Tim Black called MSNBC, mute Clinton, mute Sanders, nothing but Clinton. MSNBC, mute Sanders, nothing but Clinton. And it was just, they were playing Clinton, Trump, to the point of where everybody remembers that iconic moment. I think it was during the hour of Chris Hayes' program that Donald Trump had a speech scheduled and they just had the camera for like 30 minutes on the empty podium waiting for him to show up. So they tried that Pied Piper strategy. So where there's the Democrats are like, push Donald Trump from the so-called left. Mm-hmm. And then Donald Trump's campaign folks, their strategy was, we're not going to buy a bunch of ads. We're going to use what they call earned media. All right? What is earned media? That is when you say ridiculous shit from a, you know, from a high post, so the news has to cover it, and then that just gets your name out there. It's the no publicity is bad publicity ideology.
Right.
That's earned clickbait. Media. Yeah.
It's clickbait. That's all it is, really.
So basically, they were both put, like, the Democrats and the Republicans were both promoting this nigga. Thanks, Hillary.
I mean,
we have another episode title.
Do
that
we?
Follows this one.
Do we?
Yeah. It's called Phoenix and William Got Married.
That happened.
Yeah. We got the government involved in our relationship. Because that's all it is to us. We don't care about that word.
The most highly recorded menage a trois of my life.
I mean, real life motherfuckers, like, I see the patriarchal finger ornament discussion going on.
Oh, God.
Some people call them rings. Patriarchal finger ornaments. It's something that I would put on her so other people could see her and know that she's my property. That's kind of disgusting to me. And then there's people that are like, he's got to be able to afford this, that, and other, and all that old shit.
Oh, yeah, the dating has to, you know,
yeah,
afford, like, the expensive ring and the steak and lobster dinners, and yeah.
It's like, I bust my fucking ass in the factory, and for 5 years I've been working on getting this podcast thing going, and that's bringing in revenue, and I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. But every Sunday when I have a day off, I essentially take her out on a $300 or so life date.
Yeah.
Where we go do life shit.
But that's not the same thing. But then I see, I think that's like part of the consumerism and the capitalism that they really need to deconstruct, because you only go on dates so you can brag about it to people, or so people can see you eating lobster. Like, you're not actually impressed with lobster. You're not. Like, stop playing.
Yeah.
Stop playing. You know. Because it's like, you go out, and that's because that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, and we had a whole, I know we had a fucking podcast about, I think it was the Pick Me one, where it's like, so you're going to buy fucking a $60 bra from Victoria's Secret, buy $200 worth of makeup, and get your hair done to go on a date with a nigga who gonna buy you a $200, you know, lobster and steak dinner with a nice bottle of wine or champagne or whatever. All y'all did was get other motherfuckers paid. Like, your whole date was paying everybody else. What did you actually get out of your date, though? Like, I have so many questions. I have so many questions.
It's like, motherfuckers are obsessed with that television romance shit. You just want to say the word lobster without really considering the fact that they're just fucking ocean roaches. They're not special. They're ocean roaches. That's literally what they are. They are the equivalent of fucking carcass roaches. But under the sea, that's all it is. It's just under the sea, I mean, roaches, nigga.
They I'll taste spray good, your... though.
They do?
I think they taste good.
Do they taste different than crabs?
Not significantly enough to justify the price difference.
Huh. Put the nuance in it. And I think there might not be background music in this episode because I don't know. I'm not... Okay, okay, we're going to be quiet for a minute. Damn near give you dead air, just so I can see something. Yeah, that is not coming out powerful, but then again, I wonder if this volume is. Yep, yeah, the background music is weak on this episode, folks. That is my bad as I work with the new board. All right. That's just a thing that is be going on.
It is. But I mean, the board's new. We'll get it together.
Yeah, it's different. It's fucking 12 tracks. That's new to me. It has special effects that I want to learn how to use.
Yes. Because
I want to use that reverb. All right. I want the reverb.
Yes, I want the reverb.
I'm going to turn your mic up a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Miss Ma'am.
Yes.
Miss Colored Ma'am.
Yes. Yeah, but yeah, the pick me conversations are they're just funny to me at this point. Although then I told you I saw that Twitter thread that I thought made a really good point about it too.
Yeah,
with the whole you know, like, stop making fun of women for being like pick me's or for like settling for the bare minimum. Because if you came up in a situation where like your mother was being abused or your mother didn't date, you never saw her spoiled. You don't know what it's like to be, you know, spoiled or appreciated as a woman. So, you know, you may have had abusive relationships yourself. Or, you know, been with somebody who didn't value you, who didn't value your time. So when somebody does the bare minimum, it's a big deal to you because nobody's ever been that nice to you before. And you just, like, want to, like, share it on social media. Be like, this really amazing thing happened and this person did this really nice thing for me. But instead, a bunch of people are just like, fucking pick me. You with that some ashy dick nigga, you will fucking pick me. You fucking bare minimum. Why are you settling for the bare minimum? Like, maybe they didn't know that was a minimum because that's the maximum they've ever had. Like, let a nigga live, you know?
Ah, all right. Let's do a little bit more. Wine cellar in review. This is we're looking over old wine cellar episode titles, and we're casually riffing. Holy shit!
There's comments. Yeah, oh my god, there's a lot of comments.
Holy fuck! Damn, there's a comment section.
Oh shit!
Hello, motherfuckers.
wait. Oh shit! Where's the tablet?
Oh, it's okay. There's Fallon up in the joint, Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. She said, I thought of you guys today when I saw the last episode of Black Mirror, towards the end, where the protagonist discusses the artifice of activism, or hucksters, where protesters get bored and chase after the next viral miscarriage of justice they can tack a hashtag into. Sounds a lot like what you guys call out. FTW
for the win.
I was like, that's a weird way to say for what it's worth. This Jay May said fake news. Said that last episode of Black Mirror, loved it. There's Susley Loco up in the joint. Fallon.
Damn, said, Michael Ray said you niggas get a new board and act like you don't fuck with us in the comment section anymore. Damn, nigga. He
zoned out. Davey Whipple is relatively new to my Facebook friends list thing. Mm-hmm. Davey Whipple said, woke is something you already agree with. Say word. Nigga, I say word. Say word. Nigga, Davey Whipple said, intersectionality is how gay folks tie they BS to everybody else and make progress. Nah, that's not what it is. Intersectionality, things intersect, right? Like two roads intersect. Hell, sometimes three fucking roads, right? Like shit comes across. So like intersectionality would be like different ways that you fall under the caste system and the hierarchy of the society that we're in right now, right? So so like one person under rich white men, like one person, like, so you're not a man, so that's a road you're on, and then you're not white, so that's another road you're on, and those roads intersect. So like so now you're not white and you're not a man, so though you have those two intersecting roads, and on one road they're taking away your abortion rights, and on the other one a cop wants to shoot you in the fucking face. Like those are intersecting lanes of oppression, right? Then you take like systemic poverty. Now you have another intersection, and those things can really they can layer up really fast. That's what intersectionality actually is. I think it was like it's an academic term, and I think it comes from 1988. Is that the right year?
88 or 89.
Yeah, somewhere 88 or 89. So yeah, like I'm glad you said that, so I could say like what it really is. Mm-hmm. There's a Fallon right there saying it's always awkward when people recommend you read a book they think is great, but A, you've already read it and it sucks. B, it just sucks. And then said, I remember Trump supporters and centrists on campus would suggest I read, what does that say?
Palin and or Ann Coulter to, quote, consider the other side.
Ann Coulter, a book called Never Trust a Liberal Over Five?
Yo,
that's
yo.
That's corny.
Remember the one uncle who was on the phone that you were talking to and you were laughing at his voice?
When she says that, she's talking about somebody from the foster care house she was in.
Yeah, he sent me an Ann Coulter book for my birthday once.
That is fantastic. That's outstanding.
I was just trying to remember which one it was. I think it was something like how to talk to a liberal if you absolutely must, or some shit like that. Or like how to talk to liberals if you're forced into, or some corny shit like that.
Yeah, that's fucking weak, and it's like whatever.
It was funny too, because I actually read it, and it was hilarious, because like she was like, oh, ha, they're mad about, you know, military profiteers, fucking losers. And I was like, yeah, you maybe should be mad about that.
And what's that from, like 2000, 2001 maybe? Yeah.
Like, Halliburton.
So that was the intellectual capacity that she was displaying in her book that got published, right?
Man, so, she knows her talking points.
How was that different from what Milo tried to put out? All it was, oh, look, they're offended. They don't like what I think we should like. Well, fuck off. This shit's corny. Niggas is whack. What the fuck? There's Astra up in the joint. Astra, get that YouTube channel cracking. Astra said, I have never had lobster. I want to try them now. Jay May said, crab tastes better than lobster.
Yeah.
What's cracking? Fallon said, craving crab and coleslaw. Woo. Da 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 da. There's Michael Wright with the one you said, niggas got get a new board and act like we don't fuck with him anymore in the comments section.
Sorry.
Let's see. I hope I'm not missing any. And then Fallon said, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't chuckling inside, though. I don't know how folks can just choose Kool-Aid and complain about it, then take another huge gulp instead of sipping the tea. Fallon, nigga, start your podcast.
That's funny. Yes. Said
uppity Negroes with your fancy equipment. It had a 25% off. I think that was 25% off, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a fair deal on it, and you know, like hell, it's in the wine cellar budget because folks are supporting.
Yes, folks, we appreciate y'all
coming the hell through. Yeah, so now we're not like huddled up on one microphone.
Yes, which is nice. I don't have to like be yelling. I can just talk, which is nice. So wait, let me see. I was gonna give a shout out to somebody on Twitter, and I'm trying to find the tweets because this nigga hit me up. He's like, "So when y'all got more than podcast episodes coming out?"
Like, oh yeah, what's that cat's name?
I'm looking. I'm trying to find the tweet, man.
Yeah, I gotta shout a fool out.
You gotta shout two out, because there's Theo too. Mr. It snowed in Galveston. Ain't that about a bitch? That's just stuck in my head. Thank you, Theo. Where the fuck did it go? Man, I don't know. Find something to say while I find this damn tweet.
Something to say. All right, back to winecellarmedia.com episode titles. Ooh, excuse me, Wine Cellar Podcast, Father Muckers. There's ones where you can tell that goofy shit is coming along, right? Like this episode title, Lesbian Recruits and Marie Le Pen Got the Jew Blues. Like, that's clearly we just did funny fucking stories.
Is that like a white-on-white crime episode or something?
No, because the next episode after it's white-on-white crime, subtitled Overdose on Jesus. Which is probably a funny fucking story. Yeah, it's white on April 12th, 2017, the episode is Overdose on Jesus.
Okay. Is at Twitter is at Silverback Surfer. He says Midwest dad, human services graduate, business accounting student, writer, podcaster, enthusiast. And he sent me a tweet earlier today and said, I need more of At the Father Teresa, please, at Uppity Negress. I know it's only been 4 days, but I'm addicted. The Black Podcast. There is no podcast like it, t-shirt.
This shit is... Oh, should we make that a t-shirt?
We could, like, there's...
On Teespring, we have a Teespring.
We have a Teespring. There is no podcast like this. And I was like, yeah. And so I tweeted him back, so yeah, we're getting on it. We got the new soundboard. We should be able to record tonight. But, you know, we have like 500 episodes in the archives. And I just linked him to the Pennyman one because it's funny to me.
Oh.
And he's
wait,
like...
which Pennyman one?
The second one.
The one with...
The Schrodinger's podcaster.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, Schrodinger's victim.
Or whatever it was. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I've been heavy in the archives that come through the RSS feed, getting to the point where I'm creating bookmark clips of my favorite moments.
That's fucking fun.
Alright, nigga, we gonna put up a show tonight. We gonna put up a show.
Holy shit. And then speaking of intersectionality, we have an episode titled When Two Christian White Men Talk About Intersectionality.
Oh.
And that's cause, that Christian apologetics motherfucker, mm-hmm. which is basically just bullshit white man academic, right? Yep. And he's full of shit, all of the shit. And, he got with another guy and they talk about intersectionality, and it just, they start out literally defining it. They actually say Kimberly Crenshaw's name.
Mm-hmm.
They actually say what she said verbatim. They don't lie on her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just proceed to do right wing talking points about how just pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right. That's of course.
Yeah. So like they basically took the truth and then lied about it.
As they tend to do.
Yeah. Ah, what the fuck? Booba doop skip bop flibbity doop bop be doo.
Michael Wright asked if he gonna get better sensitive light skin news now.
Sensitive light skin news? What news
was
you
it,
got?
Was
you
it
got
not,
some news?
Was it not good before? You gonna hurt my sensitive ass light skin feelings.
We have an episode titled, White Feminist Gloria Steinem Says It Ain't No White Feminism.
There you go.
That was a fun episode. Gloria Steinem's full of shit. What the fuck is cracking?
Oh shit, there's a Jessica in the comments section who said, I'm in the Bible Belt in North Kakalaki. And you're gonna get me in trouble for sharing your life.
Oh no. This is the greatest black atheist show.
It is the greatest black atheist show. It's the greatest black podcast of all time. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. We're professional shit talkers.
Wait, I recognize that name. Yeah, that Jessica Loco. Yo, she's been around for like 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's been around for a while.
Nice. Thank you for hanging out with us.
All right. Light skin nigga news.
Oh, you actually want me to do... I can do news.
My Michael Wright, that's my man's in them.
I just assume he fucking with me.
No, you are a sensitive light-skinned nigga.
Maybe. You can't confirm that. Maybe. Actual news, let's see what's happening in the world. I'm just going to do headlines, though. Oh, Trump is ending protected immigration status for 200,000 El Salvadorians. They're going to get deported, even though they've been here for 18 years. Making America great again. A Pennsylvania police chief was arrested in an online child sexting for trying to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. Allegedly 14-year-old girl. It was, you know, obviously it was a sting. It was an adult behind the thing. But he thought she was 14. And he's a cop. And, oh, and he was trying to do some sketchy-ass BDSM shit, too. He's talking about, I'm a dom. Nah, nigga, you just a rapist. There's an update. We covered a story about a black man who was on death row, and his attorneys were trying to get him a new case because his jurors were racist. So we covered that when it happened, and the update is that he actually is going to get a new trial. So that's good. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. I don't think we've talked a bunch about the Rohingya Muslims who are being persecuted and suffering from genocide right now. But Bangladesh has upheld a ban saying you're not allowed to marry any of them because then they'll get papers. So really, they just don't want them to have papers.
Ah.
Yeah. Somaliland, which is a very specific subsection of Somalia, has passed the first law against rape. And there are no laws against rape in Somalia. So this is the first one. Maybe we're making progress.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's why we have a trigger warning at the beginning.
Yeah, because it's one of those, like, I mean, it's a Muslim country, but it's also, like, the old school patriarchy of, oh, you got raped, well, just marry your fucking rapist then. Like, deal with that. 2017 has been the most expensive year on record for U.S. natural disasters between the hurricanes and wildfires. Colorado prison guards smiled at a gay inmate who begged not to be put into a cell with a rapist and then spent the next 3 days being beaten and raped. Yeah. Jeez. Apparently the inmate was threatening to rape the other one because he was gay. And the gay one said, please don't put me in a cell with this guy. And of course they did anyway because they're cops and they think it's hilarious. So he is now suing the prison. That was in Colorado, so.
Hashtag good cops. When you share stories like that, hashtag it good cops. Like, if we could get enough of you to do that, to share those stories and hashtag it good cops, like, we can infiltrate their hashtag with real cop stories.
Seriously.
And not their made-up bullshit.
Mm-hmm. There's a Florida university that is going to have a class about racism and white supremacy, and they have hired extra police and campus guards to stand outside the class to make sure nothing happens, because they've been receiving death threats. Like, right? Racism is so over. White supremacy isn't real, but we're going to threaten to kill you if you actually have a college class talking about it. Obviously. This sounds like a white-on-white crime story. Woman is run over by a car after being attacked by her cat. It's Florida.
How big is this cat?
You know what? I'm gonna click on it. Let's see.
Yeah, click. Is that a Maine Coon? What the fuck kind of cat is that? James, oh, that is right behind you. And then, but there's another, Jessica Z is also in the comments section. And yeah, right behind you, I think, late 2014,
something like that.
Yeah, and got a 30-day ban up in the joint. And Michael Wright said, I follow you on Twitter, nigga. You're sensitive as fuck, nigga.
Have you seen my mentions? I'm pretty sure I'm not the one who's being sensitive.
And I'm looking at the decibels, like, back and forth while we do this, because it's the first time using this mixer board. And this mixer board takes decibels serious. Look at our decibels on here.
What?
Look at how squared off they are. Watch me. I'm gonna be loud. Watch. I'm being loud. And see, it's chopping me off, because it's chopping me off there.
Okay.
Yeah, this board is fucking rude.
All right.
All right.
In case you thought your day couldn't get any worse, imagine being attacked by a cat in your own car and then run over by your own vehicle as it backed in reverse when you tried to escape.
Yo, what'd the title say?
Feline Fury. Florida woman. Feline Fury. Florida woman attacked by cat run over by own car.
Okay, own car. I missed when it said own car. It's like, okay, like, apply accountability to this. Like, wait, why was the car on? Was it...
The Florida Highway Patrol says the cat conundrum occurred in a car parked
cat
in the...
Cat conundrum?
Yes.
I don't have to tolerate this bullshit.
But you will.
Fuck.
The cat conundrum occurred in a car parked in the grass in front of a house in Cocoa as she was preparing to drive off. Troopers say the feline jumped into the car and attacked the woman. The woman was so startled she forgot the car was in reverse, and as she attempted to escape, the car ran her over and then struck a parked car.
What's with this fucking cat?
I don't know. It's very unusual to have an animal leap into a car and bite someone like this, and then you get run over by your own car. The car rolled into the street and did strike a parked vehicle as well, says Lieutenant Channing Taylor. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. We would not have known this was unusual if you had not mentioned it.
I have my beefs with white women, but I don't jump in their cars and bite them. What is this deal with this fucking cat?
The woman sustained critical injuries, and video shows the woman on a stretcher as responders moved her to a medical helicopter. Neighbors told the troopers that a nearby homeowner has several cats, but none of them appeared to be aggressive.
Fucking Christ, man.
Yes. 911 call. A 911 call for a drunk driver has a twist. The driver was calling police on himself.
Who? What? This is the same story?
It's a different story.
Oh, I was
still
like...
Still Florida.
Fucking Florida. Wait, still he called Florida. The police on himself.
Listen to man's 911 call reporting himself drunk driving.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Himself drunk driving.
When the dispatcher asks Michael Lester where he was, he said, "I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know. I'm driving around trying to get pulled over, actually. I think I'm driving on the wrong side of the road."
What?
What? The operator repeatedly urged him to park his truck and wait for officers to find him. Unfortunately, he chose the wrong spot. "Look," he said, "I'm parked in the middle of the road." Sirens could be heard in the background a short time later.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, man, it's Florida.
This reminds me of another Florida story that we did, man. But, like, it didn't become the episode title or anything. But, like, it came up in my Facebook memories. Uh-huh. And it's the one where the guy was at Disney and he urinated on a cop and said, "Fuck Trump."
Yes. And that was almost like exactly a year ago, too.
Yeah. That was a white dude. Niggas want to talk about allies, nigga.
Yeah. I still like the one of the, like, the bougie dude.
Which one?
Who did, like, the graffiti. Like, but he was wearing, like, a fucking, like, ascot and a suit and, like, holding a martini or some shit. Like, spray painting "fuck Trump."
That's a real
story!
We cover so much shit. And then when I started working the hours, you started doing solo shows, so I started missing shit.
Oh, God, that was a good one. Let's see. Oh, a Colombian family in Ontario, Canada was attacked with baseball bats when they were mistaken for Muslims.
Woo!
Postal carriers say aggressive turkeys are stopping mail, but you can still get your stuff at the post office.
Aggressive turkeys are attacking mail?
Yes. Mail carriers.
Aggressive turkeys.
I said what I said.
I don't... Michael Rice said niggas out here snitching on themselves. I can't comment on that. And I've been doing news and comment for some time. I've done a lot of news and comment. You realize I think this is episode 601. And that's only this RSS feed, right? Because we've guested on other people's programs. I did the RuPaul's Drag Race joints with Raymond.
Yes.
Right? Like, we have Patreon-only episodes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is 601 that people know of. And I can't comment on that. Aggressive turkeys are attacking mail carriers.
Yes.
Where do you start making jokes? What's the
at the beginning?
At the aggressive turkeys. Are these like jive turkeys on steroids?
Yes.
All right, so jive turkeys on steroids. This is where we start making the jokes. Jive turkeys on steroids.
Yes.
Are attacking mail carriers.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. Even if I see it happening. I'm still like, but it's not actually happening.
Well, maybe they're mad because the mail carriers never brought their presidential pardon for Thanksgiving.
Oh, they miss Obama. Oh, that's sad. All right, the cat is licking the other cat's head. They're having a peaceful moment. The cats are so bad.
Oh my God.
They're so fucking bad. The cats, she knocked down all my wooden African statues. All of them. Because I had them in the windowsill. And apparently she owns the whole windowsill. Because they were to the left. Yeah. She sits in the middle. So she had to go to the left deliberately to knock them down on purpose.
Yes.
And then remember that night, like, I woke up and I heard glass hit the floor. And because she was just up on the Davenport and knocking shit over. And I read about it in PetMD because that's the extent of my research.
Yes.
And apparently cats do that. The joke is cats are assholes. But, like, particularly younger cats do that because they're testing their basically hand and eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what they're doing. It's like low-level hunting practice.
Yes.
Let me see that, Oh, shit, Jessica May said your cat racist. She is white and gray. I have an old white woman in my house, and I'm surprised that she breaking my shit and knocking over African statues. You know what?
She's a year old.
I should not be surprised that Hillary Clinton is in my house breaking my black stuff.
Really?
Yes. An old white woman. And that had slaves.
She's a year old.
Keep that in mind. Hillary Clinton actually had slaves.
I disagree with the framing of that.
Hillary Clinton had slaves?
Yes.
That's just a sentence.
I know that's a sentence, but I disagree with the framing.
What's the framing, Miss Ma'am? Did the slave not hang up the frame straight and Hillary Clinton had to whoop that ass?
Hillary didn't own them. The state owned them and Hillary utilized their labor. And that is an
owned or had?
Had. She didn't have them. She didn't own them. The state had them.
She had them on rent, old. What? Blackbuster. It was Blackbuster Video. She had some niggas in the crib. She was like, Bill, this is for Monica.
Wow.
What?
Really?
What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell else is going on? Wine cellar, yes. Year in review. Let's click on the second page to the last. Death Rose in the motherfucking house.
Yes.
Becky Lives Roundup mayonnaise cake.
Oh God! Wow. I forgot that existed.
Obviously, it's a Becky Lives Matter episode, and it has something to do with mayonnaise and cake.
No, they put mayonnaise in the cake. That's how they make it. Like, we actually looked up the recipe. It was fucking disgusting.
White women put mayonnaise in cake now. Fuck wrong with y'all? You see what I'm saying? Like, you're justifying misogyny. And then Timothy Bradford came back as Fade Ways and called cis hetero women pussy fascists.
Oh, I remember that. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Pussy fascist.
Yes.
Like, he made me say that word, because the words pussy and dick are ugly words. I don't like saying them. I say vagina and penis. Like, dick is an ugly word. That's why I hated, because like, whenever I was looking for the weight set, so I could exercise a little bit, I was like, we have to go in Richard's Sporting Goods.
Yes.
Because I don't like seeing dicks. Ugly fucking word. It's just a hideous word. Both of those words. They're ugly. Let's see.
And I remember that one too, because that all started because somebody said, well, Dick Gregory's mad, but he was a kind of a hotep, but I guess rest in peace. And he got so offended by that.
Wait, who said was kind of a hotep?
Dick Gregory.
Wait, who said rest in peace?
The same person who said he was kind of a hotep, but I mean rest in peace anyways. And that was what started the whole thing. Like, y'all are pushy pussy fascists.
Oh, shit. It's coming together.
Yep.
And then there's Becky Lives Matter. Kathleen lights up the N-word on that table, which is some white woman on YouTube that said, get that nigger on the table or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It was funny to me.
I didn't mean it in a racist way. I don't even know why I said it.
Another episode that has lesbians and Jews in the title.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lesbian Jews and white supremacy. Very easy, short title. Probably, again, there was a lot of Becky Lives Matter this year.
That one was actually the lesbian Jewish woman who had a black wife. And then after the hurricane, she went to go volunteer at a church. And they were like, you're a lesbian and a Jew. Get the fuck out.
Ah.
You cannot help our hurricane relief. Because somehow hurricane relief is invalid if it comes from a lesbian.
Jew. And then there's a story we covered about the dad, white man who dressed up as a clown to scare his daughter's punishment.
Oh, shit, yes.
The name of that episode is World's Whitest Dad. Obviously a white-on-white crime episode.
Yes.
And then this is a fun episode title. This is one of my favorite titles, and of course it's one of the newest ones. It's called Everything You Expect from the Wine Cellar is in This Episode.
Yes.
That's just the title. This one says Roy Moore's son is doing drugs as a political conspiracy.
Oh yeah, because his son keeps getting arrested for like possession and DUIs and shit, and Roy Moore's like, it's a conspiracy, they're just arresting him to make me look bad and kill my political career.
So you're saying that racist white cops are arresting a racist white man's racist son so that the racist white man can't have political power that they benefit from? Shut the fuck up, nigga! Stop saying shit! Ah, Jesus. That's a serious episode title, right? That whole episode title is serious. October 16th, the title was #MeToo, Rapist Cops and Sex Workers' Rights.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but serious. There ain't no fun in that. Social justice bullies. Tariq Nasheed attempts to pimp-splain where misogyny came from.
Whew.
That's a fun one. Check that shit out. back to the comments section. ISIS new tactic. Oh, is Jessica May saying that about the mayonnaise? Oh, wait, no. Back to the... Okay, I missed it. I got the chronological order bad. Jessica May is putting laughing faces.
Because we funny, nigga.
That's what people should tell folks, man. Don't tell people this is a woke podcast or socially aware or anything. Just say, yo, these niggas is kind of funny and they might say some dope shit every once in a while.
Yeah.
This episode title is pure snark. It's called, Discrimination Against White People. It's real. Because I got it from an article where, like, that was a verbatim quote from that article.
Uh-huh.
Donna Brazile has been ostracized from identity politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she... You don't go against Miss Hillary because a whole bunch of people that consider themselves pro-black... really like that hot hormone.
Party lines matter. Hashtag yes, all party lines.
And also, Hotep Jesus thinks black women are white people, which that's a real guy.
Oh,
remember, we found him on YouTube because it was hard to believe that that was a real dude.
Yeah.
Found his fucking YouTube. Hotep Jesus really exists as far as a guy who calls himself that on the internet. Because I thought it was like some 4chan troll shit.
Yeah.
No real fucking guy. And he argued that black women are white people. And he did that in response to the...
The black men are the white men of black people men. Or yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, nigga, you suck. But then you look at his whole website and he's fucking completely bugged out.
Yeah.
This episode title, Debunking Evolution with Peanut Butter.
That was a fun one.
And this one, rap-splaining. Anytime you see rap-splaining, check it out. MERS is full of shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Becky Raps matter. Yeah, fuck MERS. MERS is full of shit.
Wait, was that the one with the... I'm from Weezy.
Yeah. Yeah, a white woman from the UK calling West London Weezy.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm from Weezy. Snoop Dogg offered me an album deal.
Stop lying on the dog father. And then this one, of course. I mean, hey, he has both my accounts blocked on Twitter because nuance. Elon James White publishes his buck dancing manifesto.
Yes, Elon, that was a fun James, episode.
And it's like, and I mean, and nigga, Umar Johnson tried his damnedest to go out as the wackest nigga of the year. Elon James White won that shit. He basically...
He said, hold my hoverboard.
Hold my gluten-free beer. And that's real. Elon James White drinks gluten-free beer. Yeah. That's a real thing. Fucking white boy. That nigga, yeah, he showed himself to be a coon-ass motherfucker to the core.
I still can't believe he even put that shit out. What the fuck was he thinking?
It's called hubris, ma'am. It's called hubris. And now he is locked the fuck down because he's not willing to face the same public scrutiny that he made his career off of. He is a whack-ass nigga. Like, that's the type of cat, like, I'd like to hit him, right?
Yeah.
And by hit, I mean just my body violently connect with his body in any way. Elbow, hand, just as long as I... Bah. As long as I strike and he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to tell Imani how much shit I talk about her for her to block me on Twitter.
That shows you that so few people actually check the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We say so much more on the podcast than we do in posts and threads.
We do.
Man, we fucking do. Some of you have no idea how much we don't like what you like. We fucking hate what you like. What's else going on? Bunch of reading in the shades, bunch of Phoenix Kalita solo episodes that I couldn't come up with an artistic title for. Social Justice Bullies, Context of White Supremacy episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we finally did an in-depth critique of Gusty Renegade. Mm-hmm. And ironically, Gusty Renegade disappeared a few weeks after that. Yeah, right. That episode is December 14th.
Yep.
It's January 9th. Gusty Renegade has been missing for like a fortnight.
Yep.
I'm not saying our episode was that powerful. I'm actually not. There's no way.
Well, the kind of people who would disappear Gusty Renegade would not be checking out our podcast.
And December 25th, because we podcast on Christmas, Hotep Holidays, Umar's King Kong Conscious Christmas. Yeah.
That was a fun episode, too.
And the last episode we did just before this one, real simple title, White on White Crime and Free Thought Conversation. Mm. And then this one is just going to be Wine Cellar 2017 wrap up. And then I'll get back to being a wee bit more artsy. Oh, Michael Rice said the MERS episode was great. Oh, he did. I tagged you in that one. Yeah, you wanted it. Because matter of fact, I got that episode from you. I got that episode from Michael Rice.
Yes.
Yeah, because he made a post about it and tagged me in it. And I was on break at lunch, and the clip was only 3 minutes, so I watched it while I was on break, and I was like, yup, doing an episode, thank you. Yeah, like, and that's the thing you can do, like, people that check out the program, man, link us up to shit, because we're gonna talk about what we want to talk about anyway, but like, you folks that fucking Patreon and PayPal, and even if you click the shit and play it, like, you're up in our stats.
Right.
Everything that you do supports us. Knowing this exists and then turning to your friend and saying, neighbor, the wine cellar is good. The wine cellar is good. Like, that supports us. All right?
Yes.
Motherfuckers. I'm on this cheap cognac. The cheap cognac and sack. Woo! This is an affordable cognac. I'm going to have my adult beverage because this week I'm taking it easy on myself.
Yeah.
I'm only working 48 hours this week. I say 48 because I know they're going to put me on Saturday.
They are.
Yeah. So 48 hours this week. I'm taking it easy on myself. Oh,
and Twitter would like more rap-splaining episodes.
More rap-splaining?
Yes.
Yo, link me up to some whack shit that I can critique.
Okay.
And I'll splain ya. All right, you Twitter motherfuckers, you Facebook negas. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Have a good one.
It'd be interesting to go back and see how the audio sounds now.
Yeah. Ain't no one complained in the chat room. That's something good about going live. Oh, shit. I should hit stop.
Michael Wright said it sounded better.
Good.
And I think it was Jessica said that she could hear the music.